AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The death toll now tops 5,000 from yesterday's powerful 7.8 earthquake along the Turkish-Syrian border. Search teams and emergency aid are pouring in from around the world as rescuers dig through the rubble in freezing cold weather, hoping to find survivors. Correspondent Cammy McCormick.
In the Syrian city of Aleppo...
It's now a race... against time.
World Health Organization Chief Tedros Ghebreyesus says many areas may still be inaccessible.
We're especially concerned about areas where we do not yet have information.
Damage mapping is being conducted to understand where the focus should be. Search teams are arriving from around the world.
Turkey's president has declared a three-month state of emergency. President Biden says he hopes to have a conversation with the American people during tonight's State of the Union address. Our new CBS News poll finds he might be disappointed if they could respond. Deputy Director of Surveys Jennifer DePinto.
When we asked people to describe the state of the country, they picked the word divided most of all. 62% of Americans said that, and many also said declining and weak. Far fewer, just about 1 in 10, said strong or prospering when describing the country.
The U.S. trade deficit widened in December by 10.5% to its widest gap on record. The Commerce Department says dependence on imports grew as demand for consumer goods and cars picked up. BP Oil is reporting record profits of more than $27 billion for 2022. That's double the year before. Alice Harrison with the nonprofit group Global Witness accuses the industry of profiting from tragedy.
There is the war in the Ukraine, which is a war that's being waged with oil and gas money. And of course, there's the climate crisis. And at the center of all of those crises are a handful of oil and gas companies that last year got even richer.
The judge says prosecutors at Alex Murdoch's murder trial can use important evidence of financial crimes against the disgraced lawyer. Correspondent Nikki Batiste is in Walterboro, South Carolina.
2 weeks after this trial began, the judge's ruling marks a potential breakthrough for the prosecution. They say Alex Murdoch was stealing money from his law firm and clients and claim he killed his wife and son to gain sympathy before his alleged fraud came to light.
Health experts are worried the craze over prescription drugs that help you slim down are keeping them out of the hands of diabetics and the severely obese. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder says the side effects of Ozempic and Wegovy can be hard to take.
Nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. Some people really can't tolerate these drugs because the nausea is so bad. You know, it depends. Some people can tolerate them, some people can't.
The Dow's down 107 points. This is CBS News.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A Milwaukee police officer is dead. The police department confirmed the officer was shot this morning on the city's south side, then died at the hospital. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman says officers are responding to reports of a robbery. The officer got into a shootout with a teenage suspect who also died. Mayor Cavalier Johnson is urging people in Milwaukee to be engaged when it comes to reporting crimes in their neighborhoods. Former Western Wisconsin Congressman Ron Kind has a new job. Kind says he's been hired as a senior policy advisor at Arnold & Porter. It's one of the biggest multinational law firms in the world. Kind served in Congress for 26 years. He chose not to run for re-election last fall. In sports, the Bucks beat Portland last night. Marquette plays UConn tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Monday mornings at 8 on the Shaw and on the Civic Media app.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Monday mornings at 8 on The Shaw and on the Civic Media app.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cancer water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24-7 at waukradio.com.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Everything is on demand now. But there's something about that appointment watching of HBO that's still there.
It's also called the art of the tease, and that's how they get you.
I'm trying to think, what's my tease for tomorrow?
Kristen sets herself on fire. Tune in at 11:20, and then we'll tell you why.
Boom. Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada yada yada.
Welcome to the 1 o'clock hour of As Goes Wisconsin. I am your host, Kristen Bry. We got Jane Madner, producer extraordinaire, on the board. We are wrapping up today's show, marching into the third hour. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for texting. Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing our show, because word of mouth is the most powerful recommendation way we're going to grow. Because you love our show, so you should tell other people how much they would love our show.
Yeah.
Whether you can listen live from 11 to 2 or later as a podcast, anywhere you find podcasts, or at asgoeswisconsin.com/live, where I try to encapsulate what we talked about, put links to the people that we spoke to as guests, different articles that I use to inform the conversation.
Seriously, it's such a valuable resource, Kristen. It is.
That was, yeah, I would say, you know, because it's not like I come up with this stuff out of thin air. I very much rely on the content creation, if that's what you want to bluntly call it, of other journalists across so many different outlets, including our next topic, which I actually think is going to be a fun thing to do. We might take it out throughout February, but in January, we had found an article from The Guardian, which was 100 ways to slightly improve your life without a lot of effort. And we would read a couple each day, debate whether or not we thought they were something that we wanted to include into our life. And then for the February issue of New York Magazine, it's still advice, but it's less about improving your life and more about etiquette rules for 2023.
Yes, and navigating the new.
The world that we live in now, and if Emily Post were alive today and to teach us what we can and cannot do, and the final line on what is rude and what is not. But of course, it's not the end of that discussion, and so we thought we would take this list of 194 tips,
hefty,
and just do a couple per day and then decide whether or not we agree with New York Magazine on their call of whether or not that is an appropriate way to behave in the situation.
All right.
So if you have immediate reactions, we welcome you to join the conversation, 844-967-2789. As far as this first one, I think we might get some people who have some feelings about this. You may callously cancel almost any plans up until 2 p.m. the day of.
No.
You're saying no?
No.
Ooh. All right. This is the more detail that they give. But let us know. Can you callously cancel almost any plans up until 2 p.m. the day of? And if your answer is no, what is your cutoff of when you can cancel plans? Like after what point in the day or the day before can you no longer politely cancel plans? 844-967-2789. But this is what they say. At 2 p.m., there's still ample time for your friend, if they so choose, to text around and find another dinner companion. By 3, they almost certainly will be alone for the night. This doesn't apply if you want to cancel on someone who is cooking for you. In that situation, you have to tell them the night before.
Now, that I agree with. If someone is cooking a meal for you, unless you're sick.
Yes.
But even then, if you're ill, you should contact them in the morning when you realize you're sick and tell them that you're sick.
Yeah.
The whole waiting until 2 o'clock and so you can find someone to slip in. Aren't you just announcing that they're sloppy seconds? If you call friends at 2:30 on a Saturday night and you have reservations for 4, what do you say? Well, we were just thinking about going to dinner and we made reservations for 4 without asking if anybody else wanted to come. Or do you admit to them that their first choice backed out?
Well, and it's also interesting because the way that they phrase this is it. I feel like I read that as a one-on-one dinner. And at least in my world, when I make dinner plans with someone one-on-one, it's because I am trying to catch up with that person. Not that I am trying to go out with anyone, just because I'm trying to have dinner out that night. And so in your situation, it makes more sense. It's like, I made this reservation for 4 people. We still have 4 people, or a table for 4. So let's see if we can find someone else to fill that reservation versus, well, why would I, if I had plans to catch up with you, you telling me at 2 that you can't come, my instinct isn't going to be, well, I'm going to find someone else to go to dinner with. My instinct is, I'm not going to dinner tonight with this person anymore, so I no longer have plans.
Right. So again, there's a little more contextual. It's going to depend upon the circumstances. And if you're really good friends, that's another thing entirely.
But I also like the words of callously cancel. Does that just mean you changed your mind? Or is there a valid excuse as far as I'm sick or work is killing me? Or I have a deadline. Like, yeah. This doesn't really get into the what you have to use as an excuse that this becomes not highly annoying.
Callously cancel just sounds like you changed your mind and you don't want to go.
I'm predicting this now because this is in New York Magazine. How much we're going to disagree with them because there's just different rules in New York than there are in Wisconsin.
I don't think you're wrong.
Like, I think even in the fact that the first one out of the gate yesterday was you don't have to read all of your friends' books insinuates that you have tons of friends who are just publishing books.
Right. Yes, right.
Or putting plays up on Off-Broadway.
Right.
And have the new, have an article in, like a 10-page article in The Atlantic.
Texture from the 262 checking in on when it is appropriate to cancel reservations. With friends. Texter says, if you've got kids at home, you can cancel anytime. That is kind of a free pass, isn't it? If you have children, isn't that one of the reasons why they're there? So you can get out of things?
I mean, that's the reason why I want to have kids. Like, use them as an excuse for everything. Get out of jail free car.
Exactly.
All the time. Except apparently on Christmas when the car falls apart and you still have to show up to grandma's house.
Still got
to
go.
All right, we'll fit one more in. This is number 3. Don't be loudly naive about dating apps if you're in a relationship. So this is, okay, I'll read it and then we'll talk about it. And reminder, I did meet my husband on a dating app prior to meeting him in the advent of Tinder back in like 2013. I spent a lot of time on dating apps. Let's just put it that way.
And you're not alone.
Versus I'm guessing that you have not.
No.
All right. Your single friends have likely put up with a host of your well-intended yet annoying behaviors. That time you invited your significant other to tag along without asking. Those other times you offered to set them up with your significant other's unemployed friends. You may think that asking basic questions about their newfangled dating apps, so which way do you swipe again? Shows interest and engagement in their love lives, but your wide-eyed curiosity could just as easily come across as patronizing. And as a subtle reminder of your own blissful situation from the dumpster fire that is app dating. So basically they're saying the people, like, so in this situation, like if we,
it would be me.
If I was single and I was still dating on apps and stuff, and you thought you were being cute, like, well, I don't know, how does this even work? Like, these apps have come along
since I've been deliriously happy.
I was already married and blah, 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 and it's a brave new world, blah, 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 blah. So I agree with that one. I'm going to say, I agree that if you are not privy to the dumpster fire that can be dating apps, don't make fun of it.
I take the complete opposite view.
Really?
Get over yourselves, you sensitive, melting snowflakes. Honestly, how have you made it to adulthood? Everything is so, oh, you hurt my feelings.
Well, we're not talking about gross, because this is etiquette, right? I mean, if we think about this in the world of Emily Post and which fork you're supposed to use, it's just as easy to say, this is dumb, I'm just going to use a fork, right? And if we're talking about etiquette, I feel like is this word of like the should-be's of in a situation where you could or you couldn't, the advice is don't. Now, is it the end of the world if you do? No. But I think at least if we're going to do this exercise for the whole month, Jane, I'm pretty sure there's going to be a lot of these that are like, are you serious? Get over yourself.
Come on. I mean, don't be a poop about it and mock people who are looking for love. But if you genuinely don't understand how these things work, isn't that a valid question?
Should we sign you up for an app so you can play with it?
No. I don't want that either. No.
I can't wait to get into more of the dating app etiquette that they have in here. All right. Do we have time for one more?
We have a minute and a half.
All right. I'm going to read it. When shopping with a friend, don't cut them in the rack. What does that mean? This is doubly true in a vintage shop where you should also offer to let them try on the things you've decided not to buy.
So if somebody hits a great find first, don't try and dive in there and take it from them.
Oh, yeah. That feels
right?
Obvious.
Isn't it?
Is this something that
people do
when they're shopping together? Is
competitive shopping?
Oh, that sounds miserable.
Yes.
All right. So at least we can end on one that we agree on. When shopping with a friend, don't cut them in the rack. I don't even know what that means. All right. When we come back, where does the term bubbler come from? We're going to talk about it. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Heaven's sakes, is that a spot? Clean it up. We want the company impressed. We've got a lot to do. Is it one love or two? For you, our guest.
She's our guest.
She's our guest.
Our guest will be your guest.
Over here, line up. Not
time! We've had anybody here, and we're obsessed. It's your deal, it's your deal. It's your deal, it's your deal. While the candlelight's still glowing, let us help you live in love.
Course five. Course one by one. Till you shout
it out like thunder.
Let me sing you off to sleep as you digest. Tonight you'll prop your feet up, but for now let's eat.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
We've mentioned, inflation is going to be an issue. Let me ask you this. What would you like to see Donald Trump do if you were here? What did you suggest Biden do to address the inflationary pressures we're facing right now?
Well, I can't tell you that because that would be something you could counter and defeat Trump with or the Republican Party. So tell you.
You think Trump's taking strategy from you on talk radio, Lou?
I mean, you're no Kid Rock, Lou.
Follow the devil's advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
What is dedication?
I think parents' job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 38. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 24 tonight. Mainly clear skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 42. A dusting of snow tomorrow night through Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Here's a fine state. Where would you reside? Not quite to Canada. Great Lakes are by her side. Home of Aldo Leopold, Big Sky and Orson Welles. Steve Miller Band, lots of used up shotgun shells. Where everyone's your neighbor, beer, cheese, and fish fried. And you don't just say you're leaving, you say goodbye 15 times.
Okay, bye-bye now. See you guys later. Hey, keep her moving.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. I am Kristen Bry. Jane Matinera is on the board. And we are talking about, that's a very good segue with the Charlie Barons, because as someone who has made a career out of Wisconsin tropes, this has to be one of the big ones.
And just quickly about Charlie Barons, he is now part of the Civic Media family.
Yes, if you missed that announcement, and if you've missed some of our commercials, Cripescast is his podcast that he's been doing for a couple years, but now we are the exclusive radio provider of Cripescast, and you can hear it across the Civic Media Network on noon on both Saturdays and Sundays, and we couldn't be happier to have him part of our little family. And were you able to listen at all? Have you ever, because you don't listen to podcasts, so I know you hadn't heard it before it was on the radio.
It's on my assignment sheet for this week.
All right. I'll send you the one I was on.
Oh, good.
I don't know if it's as enjoyable as the Leroy Butler one, but.
You almost have the status of Leroy
Butler.
Totally.
Yeah. So, of course, this is a perfect topic for this hour, which is, do you know why we call it bubblers? And if you have a guess, we would love to hear it, because I didn't know. Do you know?
I have some guesses.
All right. Well, if you have a guess or if you know for sure, 844-967-2789. But you got to hurry, because if you don't call or text before we start reading the actual answer, you're SOL. But what is your guess?
Does it have something to do with, like, bigger fountains?
Not according to this article.
Okay.
And so this popped up last week, and Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has a new feature, fun, kind of lighthearted thing called What the Wisconsin, and it's where experts are ready to take on questions large and small about Milwaukee and Wisconsin, and then when they can, they turn that into stories.
I think WPR
does something similar called Why Wisconsin. I think it's called that. And so it's like, it's fun.
Little factoids.
Factoids of why do we do the things that we do? And then we clearly, because Wisconsin loves Wisconsin, embraces it so aggressively. Because according to the research that they did, drinking fountains themselves go back to ancient times. And so they've been around forever. But the idea of cleaner drinking water and the idea of water coming up versus just kind of like a well started coming into cities in the late 19th century. And there was drinking, there started being drinking fountains everywhere, including Wisconsin.
So that's the late 1800s.
So the late 1880s is when bubblers slash drinking fountains started popping up in Milwaukee.
Okay.
And, but in that time, because the Milwaukee Journal, well, Journal, the Journal and Sentinel, because that they were separate, but the Milwaukee Journal and the Milwaukee Sentinel both called, referred to them as drinking fountains, not bubblers. And it, according to here, it doesn't, I think the first time the either paper refers to it as a bubbler is 1910, when they called them sanitary bubblers. And then the prefixes fell away during the 1920s, where they were just bubblers instead of sanitary bubblers or fountain bubblers or water bubblers.
So this must be related to some outbreak of something.
So what they're saying is they think it might have been because of Kohler.
The Kohler Company.
The Kohler Company, which we talked about yesterday in their partnership with the Holidays in refurnishing bathrooms for women's shelters. But according to the Dictionary of American Regional English, the massive dialect dictionary produced over half a century at the university, half a century ago at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, one of the first uses of bubbler in connection with a drinking fountain was in material from Kohler Company in Sheboygan around 1914, citing a Kohler fountain that was, quote, fitted with nickel-plated brass self-closing bubbling valve, adjustable for continuous flow of water, can also furnish continuous flow bubbler with above fountain. So it was, I'm sure, one of their either catalogs or advertisements of this Kohler product that was a bubbler, and that's what they called it. And so, but if you'll note, it's a adjective there, not a noun.
Right.
So then they said the bubbler usage, this is for someone who was a editor at Wisconsin Public Radio in 2015, said that the bubbler usage mirrors the marketing area of the Kohler Company of 1918, chiefly in eastern Wisconsin. And especially in southeastern Wisconsin. So
there you go.
Because I don't feel like in Madison, it's as, like, if you say drinking fountain, no one's going to be like, you mean bubbler? Like, I think they're kind of used interchangeably versus in Milwaukee and down here, I feel like is much more, no, that's a bubbler.
Oh, yeah. Definitely a bubbler. And it's interesting, years ago when I was sent to Nashville to broadcast from there, and my then partner and I had different Wisconsin phrases that we would just walk up to people and ask them if they knew what it meant.
You just did this for fun?
Well, we did it for the show.
Oh, for the show. Okay.
And we walked up to a bunch of construction guys and asked them what a bubbler was. And they all burst out laughing really sheepishly. And then one of them finally said, well, that's related to a strip club, isn't it?
What?
I know.
Is that like is that a stripper move?
Or a name? Is it a strip of bubbles? Is it a stripper name? I don't know.
You didn't have a follow-up question?
They just thought it was hilarious, and that it's like, okay.
Well, you know where else bubbler is big? Australia.
Really?
Yeah, I guess in a lively discussion on Reddit last year, folks in Queensland, New South Wales, Australia were very adamant that they are also prone to use the word bubbler, so... There are some factoids for you, but you can check out What the Wisconsin at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We'll be right back.
Cripes, there's nothing better in the world than watching a bunch of undawed sausages race around Miller Park. Hey, put your money on
The SHA 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
CBS News Brief. A 7.8 magnitude earthquake in Turkey and Syria has killed more than 2,600 people, and there could be more bodies trapped under buildings. This man says the shaking started in the middle of the night.
Just instinctively, we just ran for our lives out of a building.
And then we saw other families just coming out, running for their lives as well from the building.
Authorities in East Palestine, Ohio are warning people a train derailment with dangerous chemicals on board could still blow up. Charles Emmix with the Red Cross.
Chaotic. A lot of people don't want to leave their house. They don't understand what the dangers are. Some of them have pets at their home, and it's hard to convince them to get out.
Retired General H.R. McMaster says that Chinese spy balloon clearly violated international law.
Part of a sustained campaign of espionage against the United States. So I'm hoping this is kind of a wake-up call for all of us.
Crews are still working to recover its pieces. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Madner. Here's what you need to know. 15 residents of the Emerald Bay Retirement Community and Memory Care in the village of Hobart in Brown County are being evicted. The facility sent letters to the residents at the end of January and told them that as of February 28th, they'll no longer accept Medicaid payments because of rising labor costs and inflation. Previously, Emerald Bay said it had to pass costs on to private pay residents, who in some cases faced rent hikes of 18 to 24%. Barricades on four roads crossing tribal lands in Vilas County are still in place. This is a dispute between private landowners, but Governor Evers spoke with tribal leaders to make certain all parties are working towards a meaningful resolution. The Bureau of Indian Affairs sent notices to affected landowners as early as 2011, but no significant progress has been made by town officials to resolve those easement issues with the tribe. I'm Jane Matnier. This is Civic Media News.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We got Jane Madner on the board. You are listening to us somewhere across the Civic Media Network, whether that is on a radio somewhere or streaming it or on the Civic Media app or listening to us as a podcast later. No matter where you're listening, thank you for joining us. Thank you for texting, calling, being part of the show, emailing us ideas. This is a collaborative effort and we appreciate you. And I appreciate this press tour. I don't know if I will appreciate the movie. I probably won't see it in theaters. I don't even know if it's offered in theaters. But watching the clips coming from this press tour of these four icons is very fun. Of course, I am talking about 80 for Brady.
It's a movie.
It's a movie starring Rita Moreno and Jane Fonda. and Lily Tomlin and Sally Fields. And so it is, they are going on their press tour to promote this movie. So from what I understand what the movie is, well, we have a trailer. So let's play the trailer, and then we'll talk about what the movie is actually about.
Game's about to start.
Oh. There's Tom.
Oh, what a beautiful man.
I like Gronkowski.
We know, Trish. We've all read your Gronk erotica.
It's not erotica. It's fan fiction. Very sexy fan fiction.
Aren't you tired of the same old boring lives? Let's go to the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl is no place for four old women.
This could be Tom's last one. He's almost 40. That's like 80 in people years.
Yeah, we're 80 in people years.
So, I'm not a huge Tom Brady fan. I don't know if this movie is going to be any good, but these four women, I mean, the awards alone, these four women have won, and I can only imagine how much fun they had filming this and much fun they're having going around doing press for this. Because I think that for me right now so outshines whatever the movie ends up being. And I guess for you, because you were close, you grew up with these actresses,
yes,
even more than I did, and they are older than you, but certainly you were closer to their age. So when they make movies like this that feel, because the other one that, you know, where there was Book Club a couple years ago, that was instead, it was the Jane Fonda was still in it, but it was Diane Keaton, Mary Streisenberg?
Steenburgen?
Steenburgen, yes. And who is the fourth? It was a similar movie, though. It was a book club with four incredible but older actresses about, you know, kind of like a lighthearted comedy. And I think it made over like $100 million when it was like worldwide, when it was all said and done. So there's clearly a market that
is not being served by Hollywood.
Being served. And granted, these are
Candace Bergen.
Thank you, Candace Bergen. And so, like, and the thing is, it's like these are some of the most incredible actresses of a generation. And there's probably another conversation to be had that there's these kind of silly movies are the biggest payday they can get instead of more serious roles. But, like, do you feel, does this, having a movie like this and the press around it, like, does that make you feel any way?
I will go see it.
Okay.
Because it is based on a true story.
Which is wild.
Yeah. It is based on a true story about these four friends who are huge football fans and were huge Tom Brady fans and wanted to go to the Super Bowl to shake things up in their own lives. After that, I don't know how much reality and fantasy meld, but those four women, as you said, are so iconic. And Rita Moreno's in her 90s.
She's in her 90s. She also, as we talked yesterday about Viola Davis getting her EGOT at the Grammys, Rita Moreno, EGOT winner. And so that was what was funny. I think there was one of the, one of the interviews that they were doing that the four of them were comparing notes on their awards. And so while Lily Tomlin has the most Emmy nominations, Lily Tomlin's been nominated over 24 times for the Emmys.
Has she never won?
I don't know how many times she's won, but that just the amount of like times that she's been nominated. She's only won one, and she's the only one without an Oscar.
Wow.
But the other three all have Oscars. And so it's like, but there's the clips that are coming out of this that are so fun as far as just watching them have the time of their lives. And that's almost more entertaining, I think, than whether or not we pay a ticket to go see the movie.
We got Dave on the phone from Brookfield at 844-967-2789 talking about the movie 80 for Brady. You and your wife just saw it.
Yeah, it was excellent.
Ah!
Just a lot of fun. The actresses are just fantastic. I mean, and like you said, it looked like they had a good time making it. The other thing I was going to say is that they're coming out with a new book club, a second series on a book club.
I did not know that.
Did you go see that with your wife too, Dave?
Yeah.
You did?
Pardon?
Did you go
see? Well, we didn't see. I mean, it's advertised. It was one of the trailers in the for the 80 to Brady.
Did you see the first one, though? Did you see the first book club?
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
You are a
My wife dragged me there, but it was fun.
You are a good husband. You are a good husband to go with your wife to that.
Well, we put up with each other for 54 years, so.
Here's another, did you guys watch Grace and Frankie then?
No.
Oh, I would, if you liked both of those movies, yeah. I would highly recommend checking out Grace and Frankie on Netflix, because it's also with Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda, and it is.
It's brilliant.
It's so good. It's such a good TV show.
You know, the problem is there's just too much out there.
That is true.
Thanks so much for calling, Dave.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good one.
But I think it taps into, like, I will see this as a youngish person.
Yeah.
I will mostly see it because I love these actresses. So it's a question of, would this movie work, this or Book Club work, if it wasn't legendary, like legends as the starring in it? Probably not.
Probably
even
not.
Really good actresses, but they just didn't have the name recognition. I don't know.
No, these four are powerhouses.
But it's so interesting watching, because the idea of how much fun they're having on the press tour, I saw from a now pretty viral clip. I think this was on CBS Sunday Morning, mm-hmm. that the four of them were all together. And Jane Fonda, who's, I don't know if she's the most outspoken. She might be the most outspoken of the four of them. She is.
Jane and Lily are probably pretty close.
Yeah. And she explains how she sought friendships. And I think, you know, and I when we come back, I want to talk about, is there a difference between men and women in friendships? And how intentional can you be until it crosses over into, like, stalker-ish?
Women's friendships are very different than men's friendships. And how they're so very important to our health. Because you guys, you kind of sit side by side and watch sports or cars or women. Women sit facing each other, eye to eye, and they say, I'm in trouble, I need you, can you help me? You know, we're not afraid of being vulnerable. My favorite ex-husband, who's Ted Turner, said to me, you don't make new friends after 60. But I think that he's really wrong, that what you have to do is you have to be intentional. Like, I never used to be intentional. I would meet Sally Field, for example, but not pursue her. Well, I did pursue you.
Oh, goodness sakes, I couldn't make you stop.
Yeah. Because she tends to be reclusive.
Is that
right? And I pursued you. Totally. You have to pursue people that you want to be friends with, and you have to say, I'm intentionally wanting to be your friend. And it works. People hear that, and then they stick around, and you develop new friendships.
I don't really like people that much.
No, I really don't either.
I try to avoid them.
Me too.
But those who are intentional, you just
you
can't
just
get
can't
rid
get
of
away
them.
From them.
Yeah. So you just give
they
in.
They won't go away.
There's so much in that clip I want to unpack, because it starts with the difference between male and female friendships, which I think. And this is a blanket statement, and obviously there are exceptions. But I would say that that's really true as far as so many men in their friendships, and she says, sit next to each other as they participate in something versus sit across from each other and talk.
Right.
Versus the need for connection with our friends and talking versus the activity, although they are saying don't cut someone off in the rack. So clearly some people are activity while they're spending time with their
friends.
Right. But I think that's probably true.
I don't disagree. And I think we are learning more as a society of how unfortunate that is for men, because mm-hmm. I believe men's lives would be much, much better if they could communicate to one another better, instead of just enjoying, as you said, an event together. That's terrific. But when we talk about depression and loneliness and suicides and all of those things, if men had a healthier connection with other, a male support system.
Besides just their wives or their girlfriends.
Yes. I think they would be happier. And I think their lives would be better.
Because Jane Fonda said in the clip, she's like, it's for our health, but it's also, it could be for men's health. They just necessarily aren't in line with that. But then it was so interesting as far as intentionality. And clearly they're joking a little bit. But it is like she's pretty honest that she's like, I made Sally Fields be my friend. So I was like, oh my God.
I just chased her down until she gave up.
You tell her to go away. And do you, because I'm much more extroverted than you. And I'm trying to think, like, because I meet people sometimes, and it is with the time that, you know, it's hard because of time. Once you become an adult and you're not in college or high school and you see, or, you know, and this is why we become friends with people at work, because you have to see them every day. But the people that you meet, you're like, I want to be friends with you. And the line between taking a hint or just saying, I know that you are more reclusive and that I need to be the one to make the effort in, if I want this friendship to be a thing. And I think that's a good, if instead of being passive, I think it's a good thing to kind of be assertive, maybe not aggressive, but assertive as far as like, I want to be friends with you. And so I'm going to try to make that happen.
I don't have a problem with that. However, again, if you text four times trying to set something up and you keep getting rebuffed, then that's probably enough. Because as you said, when do you cross the line into stalker? If you keep bothering someone who obviously is not interested in the hand that you're putting out there.
And I think this comes, that's a good point. And it also comes back to the idea, and sometimes this advice is given in regards to dating, but I guess it could also be applied to budding friendships of who is making the effort to, are you free? Are you free? And even if you are the receiving side or you're the one who's making the intention and the receiver of your intentions is just constantly busy, they may actually be busy, but it's also the idea that we choose and prioritize the things that we want to do. And so the idea that potentially if you're trying to make a new friendship, and as Jane just said, the idea that they kind of either don't respond to you or they do respond and they just never make time, it may not be reciprocal because people make time for the things that they actually want to do. And so it's interesting, though. Like, I saw that clip and I thought there's so much there to unpack because it's on the side of friendships are important. Female friendships, I think, are much more emotionally connected. I think you can, I mean, you would know better than I, but I think it's hard to make friendships as adults, but you can do it.
Yes, you certainly can.
But it sometimes takes work and reciprocation.
It can't all be one-sided.
Yeah.
It just can't. Because as I have gotten older, that has affected me more, I think. If I'm continually making the reach, if I'm continually setting up our times together, if I'm continually the only one who's reaching out, then it's like, well, maybe this isn't worth it. Mm-hmm. You do have to reciprocate if you want that relationship to continue.
I agree.
Well, relationships take work.
Relationships take work. But it clearly doesn't seem like these relationships for the ladies starring in 80 for Brady take that much work because they look like they're having...
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is he's never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 38. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 24 tonight. Mainly clear skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 42. A dusting of snow tomorrow night through Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
One day more, another day, another destiny, this never-ending road.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
That's completely apropos of nothing.
I was going to say, why are we, what's tomorrow?
It has nothing to do with anything. We just haven't heard that song in a long time, and I know we're both big fans.
We are big fans. We were big fans of that show. We were big fans of that song. But yeah, you started playing it, and I was like, what, what do we have tomorrow?
Just so, well, let's play a little Les Mis.
We do have Greg Bach tomorrow.
We do.
He will be back. We do have Dan Schaefer tomorrow. At 11:30, he's going to talk. His newest article for the recombobulation area is on the Supreme Court. So it should be interesting to get his take on where we started today's show, which is Judge Jennifer Doro hiding her biography? And so maybe
this is from an article in Urban Milwaukee. Mm-hmm.
And so we'll see if Mr. Schaefer has any feelings on that. We're going to close. You don't even know this yet. So sports cards. Are you? I'm assuming you've never been a collector of sports cards.
No.
My husband, who is an event planner.
Right.
Big fan. Big fan of sports cards. And he is hosting his first ever sports card show.
Oh.
On Saturday in partnership with the Bucks.
Wow.
And so, you know, it's the advantages of being married to someone who has a radio show. So he is going to join us at the end of tomorrow to talk about the show. So for people who are out there who are sports cards collectors or fanatics, or you have a son or maybe a parent who loves sports cards, you can check out Swarm Events and their sports card events that's happening this weekend on Saturday over at Gather, which is the event space right across from Fiserv. So I thought we'd have a fun conversation about trying to explain once again the appeal of these little pieces of cardboard for those of us who are not collectors.
That's one way where men bond.
And I don't, that is a very gendered hobby. I would say as many times as I've had to listen to sports cards podcasts, which exist and are very popular. And I would, he's gone to some other sports card shows and not a lot of women there.
Ooh, shocker. They do entire podcasts talking about sports cards.
Yeah.
And the most desirable ones or the hardest ones to get or...
You know, I'm going to be totally honest.
I love that uniform.
I usually am tuned out on long car rides. And the truth, he's driving, so he gets to choose most of the time.
That's fair.
And it's fair because I'll either fall asleep or I'm working on something else or I'm playing my mindless games. And I feel like the conversations are typically around whether or not to hold on to a card or sell it. Because what I've learned, and we're talking about this more tomorrow, but what I've learned is it's, you know, the sports card world is almost like the stock market in that it's an investment. You invest in this little piece of cardboard, and based on things that happen in the world of sports, and sometimes not even sports, because I now I'm going to screw this up, but Ja Morant, who's a NBA player, very good NBA player, plays for Memphis Grizzlies. I'm hoping I'm not screwing that up. Last year, there was a card, and there was a picture of a rapper in the background of his card, and that rapper died. And so all of a sudden, that card, the value of that card skyrocketed.
Wow.
And Mike had one of those cards, so he was very excited, which is why I know this. And so there is a whole world, and it excites him a lot, and it obviously excites a lot of people a lot, because there are shows, there are podcasts. And so if you are a fan of sports cards or collectibles in general, I would say, because I think there's Pokemon cards and there's other things that fall under this value we subscribe or prescribe to things that the actual physical value of them is not that. We're going to have a conversation about it to end the show tomorrow, and you should definitely check out the card show in downtown at next to Fiserv this weekend. And
it's a thing.
It's a thing. It's a thing. It's a fun, and it's a fun thing to poke fun of him at, but he loves it, and I support him.
Of course you do. You're newlyweds. That's lovely. Hey, we got a text from the 608, and you can always get in touch with us at 844-967-2789. You can text it. You can call that number as well. But this is a texter who said, I'm listening to you live on the app in Cancun.
Ooh.
Sitting on the beach. It's 85 and sunny.
Oh, I was happy when it was 37 and above freezing today.
It's
I'm
like
very 40, jealous of you.
I know, but it's 40 degrees. Woot. Well,
I know.
But thank you so much for listening while you're on vacay in Cancun. And a reminder, too, when we started off the show, I got a request for some bumper music from one of our listeners. Always open to suggestions. If there's something that you want to hear, email us, text us, call us, leave a message on Twitter, wherever. We are always here for you.
Absolutely. And the email again is asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. And I got to be honest, I have gotten a lot of leads on stories that we should cover. And I am putting my journalist hat on to figure out how to vet some of these stories, because I think that is a really interesting way to take the show, because I think people feel like they have access to us and they know our personalities. And so as you are emailing us stuff that's happening in your communities, know that we're listening and we want to cover it. And I know that there's some stories I'm trying to work through right now to be able to just make sure that, like, we have the right people on.
Exactly.
And we're giving the full story. But the more we can talk about local issues and school boards and referenda and stuff that a lot of times isn't partisan, it's just part of the community and stuff that has to get done, and accountability to the people who are making these decisions. And it's not about blue or red or left or right. And so those are the stories we want to continue to give airtime to. And so always email us whenever you have something like that, asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us.
And thank you.
Yeah, and thank you.
And thank you.
So that'll about do it for us today. Stick around for Luke and Brian on Dueling Tangents or the Chad Holmes Show. But come back again tomorrow at 11. We'll be here live. Mr. Greg Bach will be here. We'll have a very fun show. And it will once again be As Goes Wisconsin.
Here I fight with you. One day more, I will join these people's heroes. I will follow where they go. I will learn their little secrets. I will know the things they know. There's one thing to care. Is ready for these small boys? Tomorrow is the judgment day. Tomorrow. Heaven has in
This is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Knucklehead CBD and Vapes is now online at knuckleheads.shop. Step into your favorite smoke shop without leaving your home. Find grinders, papers, Delta 8, and more, all from your computer or phone. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like. You can also order for in-store pickup, so there's no wait. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes.
Visit Knuckleheads Milwaukee at 2949 North Oakland Avenue.
Order online today at knuckleheads.shop.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.